And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. There's this word I've been wanting to give all week, and then Bracken keeps reading these compelling gospel lessons that intercept me, that distract me. One of the gospel lessons that speaks of the story, it says words like this: Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. He could see them in the storm, and he could see them struggling in the storm. Now, again, Jesus lived his life as the Son of Man, and so his ability to do that was just the grace of the Father on him. He was seeing with the eyes of the Father by the Holy Spirit, and he could see what's humanly impossible to see. There was a storm going on. They were probably a couple miles away. It's about how wide the Sea of Galilee is. And because the way the language is written here is that when Jesus finally got in the boat, they were immediately at the shore. They thought they were going to drown. They were probably in about 3 feet of water by the time he got in the boat with them. But Jesus could see what they were going through, and so he wasn't blind to it. And yet he allowed them to go through it. He separated himself from them for a moment. He was on the mountain praying, but seeing what's going on and letting them go through it. And at some point, he decides to go to them. And now Jesus had every ability. The Father could have just done a miracle and said, well, you're just going to transport. You're on the mountain. Next thing you're going to be is in the boat. Could have done it that way. Stephen did that. So Jesus certainly could have done that. But he didn't. But there was another miracle that happened, and that Jesus was walking on the water. He was walking on the top of the storm. And then when he gets near them, they're afraid and they don't know what's going on. And Jesus said, don't be afraid, it's me. And then they get him in the boat and immediately they're there. And there's just a couple of things that I think, and maybe this is a little bit of a pastoral word. I hope all of them are pastoral words, but maybe a prophetic word for some folks here too about some stuff that you're going through. Maybe you're going through something. It's a storm. One of the things you need to know is that Jesus is not unaware of what you're going through. He sees everything that's happening, and he's ordering your steps. There's a place, I know that there's an idea out there that because God is good, that the Lord never orchestrates hard places. That's always the enemy. Well, let me just say this to you. God is really good. But he sometimes orchestrates hard places. Because what I've heard it said is that God never orchestrates hard places to teach you something so that he can bless you. Well, let me just read this to you from Psalm 66. It says, bless the Lord, O peoples, and sound his praise abroad, who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. Now, the next thing he says, for you, God, have tried us. Does it mention the devil? But you, God, have tried us, and you have refined us as silver is refined. And you brought us into the net, and you laid an oppressive burden upon our loins. And you did make men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, and yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. I want the abundance so bad. I don't want to get caught up on the theology about did the Lord use the devil to do that, or I don't care. I just want to come out of that place into a place of abundance, don't you? And I believe the disciples did. Jesus was always teaching them stuff, always wanting them to advance in grace, always. Wanting them to grow stronger in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. So the point was is that they were going through something, and they thought they were alone, and they thought they were going to drown. They thought everything that they were trusting it was going to capsize, and they were going to drown. Jesus saw it all. And at just the right time, he came to them, but he came to them saying to them, everything that threatens to drown you is under my feet. And I'm walking on top of this storm. I'm not afraid of this storm. The storm's afraid of me. The storm's not in control of me. I'm in control of it, and I'm walking on top of this. And so can you. Peter did, didn't he? And then when he got in the boat, they're like, it says immediately they're there. Like, he got in the boat and like, just about probably 2 minutes later, they're on the shore. They were right there anyway. And the point being is, there are times that we go through things and we feel really alone, and it feels like everything that we're trusting in is about to be capsized and we're drowning. And if we just open our eyes and hear Jesus say, look, I'm here. It's me. This is me. And I'm walking on water here. This is not just about a storm and a boat and you. I'm the one in control here. I'm the one. And that which threatens to be over your head's already under my feet. So you can walk in this too. You can experience this too. You know, you don't have to be afraid when storms come. As a matter of fact, he who comes from above, the scripture says, is above all. You can walk on water in the midst of the storm. Supernatural. You can walk through this storm miraculously. And it's not near the situation you think it is. Often these events, it's almost at the end anyway. it's not nearly as bad as you think it is, but I know it's going on, and just like me, you can walk through this miraculously. Just trust me, I am. Get your eyes off the storm, get your eyes back on me, invite me into the situation that I'm already in control of, and it'll be over before you know it. And you'll have learned some things about navigating storms. You'll come out into a place of abundance, because there'll be more storms. That's a guarantee. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.